This is Katie and Kay, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Raleigh Burley, editor of the Soprus Sun, here with Everything Under the Sun. I'm joined in the studio by Arthur. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for joining us once again. And our guest today is Carrie Sherman, who is a local author and illustrator and educator and Tai Chi master, we've learned. And she has written a new book that's called Tai Chi for Kids and the Adults Who Love Them. Welcome into the studio, Carrie. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really happy to be here and to have the chance to talk about my book. I try to encourage everybody to incorporate a little bit of Tai Chi in their day because it changes everything. It makes it more peaceful and calmer and happier.
Well, let's start at the very beginning. And could you describe, in your words, what is Tai Chi?
Tai Chi is a series of movements that have been done for probably 4,000 years in China. Originally, it was called Qigong. And these movements were discovered by watching animals and nature and people, how they moved and what caused health. And they came up with these movements that this became the basis of their medical system. So it's the basis of acupuncture because they discovered that energy moves along energy meridians in your body and your arms and your legs. And if you can keep the energy flowing, everything works better. But when we get tight or spend too many hours in one position or worried or frustrated, we cause blockages in the flow and everything changes. So Tai Chi was formed by a group of people who said, Qigong is being taught only to the highest level people. Everyone in the world should have Tai Chi. And so they broke away and put Tai Chi movements, the same movements as Qigong, into forms that were called a martial art. And so what I did is I took these Tai Chi or Qigong movements, whichever you want to call them, and simplified them. So for people like us who don't really understand the meridian system and how all this works, we don't have to know that, but we can just do these moves. We can be an elephant and we relax our spines. Or we can tap and wake up our energy and just feel better first thing in the morning before our cup of coffee. Or we can embrace a tree and just feel the power, stability, and calmness of the tree. And I fell in love with it the first time I did it. I had been in China and I had seen it in a school there and how the kids all moved in silence for about a half an hour before school started. And then they had classes of 70 people, and they would sit on the edge of their seat learning. And after 45 minutes of one subject, they'd get up and do five more minutes of this flowing movement. And then they'd sit down and work again. And I was just so amazed that I went home and got a teacher. And I had always been athletic. I had danced a lot as a child. I played tennis. I did yoga. But my first Tai Chi class felt a little bit different to me because the whole approach was different. It was about relaxing and allowing everything to flow in your body while you develop your strength, while you calm your mind. And at the time, I had taken some time off from teaching because I had gone to China for these two visits I did in the 90s. And so I was tutoring, and I said to myself, with some of the kids who were struggling, let me try Tai Chi. Like, I had a fourth grade boy who hated math. And so he was coming to me for tutoring. And I knew that he knew all the math. And he just hated it so much that he went in with a bad attitude that he knew he was going to fail. So I asked his mother if it would be okay if I taught Tai Chi to him instead of math, because we had done all the math. And she said, anything you want to do. And so I taught him how to make an energy ball, a chi ball, under this desk with his hands together just in his lap and to close his eyes. And we practiced this. And when he could see the color of the ball, then he could open his eyes and take the test. And so he did it, and he got a B on the test. And he was very, very happy. And the next week, he got a B plus. And I said to him, well, are you going to tell your teacher what's going on? And he said, no, nobody knows but you. So he felt like he had a secret way to calm himself and be successful. And I have so many stories like that. So after working for 25 years in schools in New York and in California and in Canada and South Africa and so many places, I decided to retire from teaching and write a book, hoping that it can spread everywhere in the world, because every child deserves to have that kind of inner peace and calmness. And I find that the kids get it so quickly. So I thought I would call my book Tai Chi for Kids and the Adults Who Love Them, because adults need it too, and adults are really kids at heart. They're just bigger ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so my hope is that with young kids, the parents or guardians, whoever, will do it with the child and have fun together with it. So there are poems you can read and you can do the movements. And then the book has QR codes for the audio that guides you through it. And I have found so far that the response is really, really wonderful. And one person said to me, what I like about it is that you make it so easy. We can do one move for 3 minutes and we feel better. Because we're all over busy, overstimulated, over worried, right? And so even just a couple minutes can make a huge difference to people. And one story I'd like to share with you is I worked as a consultant with New York City Public Schools for 23 years. And I didn't come across one student who didn't like Tai Chi. I mean, I don't know how many tens of thousands of students I worked with. New York City is a big enough school system. You don't need any more than that. I don't know how many millions of kids they have. And one day after working in an elementary school in Brooklyn, I left and I was rushing out to the subway and this teenage boy stops me in the street. And he said, excuse me, aren't you the Tai Chi master? And I looked at him and smiled and I said, well, I guess I am. Nobody had ever come up to me and said that. And he said, I just wanted to tell you that the day you came to my school was the best day of the year.
Wow.
So I wanted to hug him, but I didn't. And I turned around and went to the high school and I found the principal and told her what he had said. And she said, I know the kids all loved it, but we don't have enough time to do it. We have so many requirements. And I know that is true. And so I thought maybe now I can take the approach of parents who can do it at home and give the kids these roots. But I'm hoping also that it will get into the library in the classrooms of elementary school, because they take breaks and they go up and they have a story. And you could do a little bit of Tai Chi. You could take 1 5-minute break and you could be a flying crane. And what happens is that everything changes inside, everybody calms down, and then the next work you're doing is better and the kids are more productive. And it's interesting because a lot of people think, well, I'm just going to let them go out and run around because they're hyperactive and they'll calm down. And so the kids go outside and they run around and they come back in. And they are calmer for a couple minutes. But it didn't really calm down their inside. It just let off a little bit of the hyperactivity. Whereas if they had become with their perfect imagination that's so vivid, if they had flown to the top of a mountain and then come soaring down from the mountain over the river into the valley, they would have been able to sit down and work better. I've seen it happen. And I've had teachers tell me that once they started doing 5 or 10 minutes of Tai Chi every day, one teacher said, this was the best year I've had teaching in my whole life. And every student in my class was in the top 50% of the students in our school. And that has never happened to me before. So I have lots of anecdotal stories. And now, interestingly enough, a lot of scientific studies are being done on Tai Chi. It's taking us a while because it's very new to us. I mean, I'm old enough that when I was in high school, acupuncture and Tai Chi weren't even in my dictionary. And so this was when I saw these movements. I decided they must be Tai Chi, but I didn't really know what it was. So it's been a really fun journey for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really loved every minute of it. Just really, really special. And then it's so special to me when somebody else can take it and have the same experiences that I've had. Because having 50 years experience as a teacher, 25 of them in Tai Chi for kids, I knew that teachers have not one second extra in their day, and it has to be easy to do. I can't expect them to sit down and learn complicated things. So I'm really, really happy. And can I tell you another little story?
Of course.
A man who's a grandfather bought two books from me for each of his granddaughters, and he gave them to them. And the first one, the 9-year-old, called him 2 days later and said, "I love the book, Grandpa. I've become a Tai Chi teacher. I've taught everyone in my school to make an energy ball, and they all love it." I mean, it's amazing because it's so simple. And I think that people sometimes think, well, you haven't done scientific studies, and we don't have scientific proof. But if you have hundreds of thousands of people benefiting all over China and all over the rest of the world, that should count for something, I think. Then the other granddaughter was a little bit older, and she was in a really bad mood when she received her book. But the grandfather was there with the parents, and they sat down to watch a television show. And the girl went fuming off to her room, and at the end of the TV show, he went into her room to say goodbye to her. And she had opened the book on her desk and put a book on each page to keep it from closing, and was doing the moves with the audio and was in a much better mood. And that made me happy because I realized that if a child can read, they can do this by themselves. So I have a lot of happiness coming to me when I hear these stories. It really makes me feel like the work that I put into the book and the drawings and everything was worth it.
I can feel your enthusiasm, Carrie. And also, you mentioned scientific research. I see that Peter Wayne, author of the Harvard Medical School Guide to Tai Chi, wrote a review of the book. And I looked his book up, and it's a lot of scientific research about the benefits, grounding it in. Yeah, this is really real. It makes sense. We need to circulate our blood. We need our energy flowing through our whole bodies. And our lifestyle is just increasingly stagnant. We spend so much time in the position of sitting and staring and kind of like lurched downward. So it makes sense that we have a lot of energy pooling up and getting stuck in our bodies, and we need to move that. I was curious, Arthur, if you have experienced anything like mindfulness or Tai Chi growing up. You're a high school student now, and it seems like that's becoming more common, thankfully, within our culture, embracing these modalities of wellness. Is it something you've experienced?
I've definitely got far more into mindfulness in the past few years as opposed to when I was younger. But I do really think, and I've seen it around me plenty of times, that every kid needs to find ways to cope and to move energy. And with social media being more prevalent and technology being more prevalent, it's become easier and easier to grow up with so much coming in and not enough coming out. And at least in schools where I've attended, there's not a lot of chances to get physical movement and to be able to move that energy in a healthy, natural way. But Tai Chi, meditation, and yoga are all great ways to not only sit with what you're feeling and all the energy that you have, but also move it without shoving it down with more input and drama and news and social media. So I've definitely noticed a change in myself by bringing mindfulness, and I've focused more on meditation personally, but I've noticed a huge difference going into my high school years, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. I like the way you describe it.
Thank you.
And everybody has slightly different reactions to things. Mm-hmm. And so in my book, you don't have to do the move exactly the way the Tai Chi teacher would teach it to you. Mm-hmm. Because in Qigong, which was the original form, it wasn't so precise. And so that idea of using your own creativity and imagination is really, really powerful. And the fact that it's totally non-competitive. Somebody said to me once, or many people have said, what do you think the greatest benefit of the Tai Chi for kids is? And I said, I think it boosts everybody's self-esteem because everybody is successful. Because you can do it slightly different from the other kid, and it's still perfect. And I have had so many children come up to me and say, I really did it well, because they felt it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they knew they did it well. And I used to do a lot of talks for groups of teachers in New York City, and I ran into a teacher that had participated in one of my talks, and he had autistic children in his class. And he said, I want you to come and see how much these kids love this program. So I went to his room, and they were doing anything that looked like what my intention was with it, but they were having the most wonderful time. Some of them were actually lying on the floor and slithering around like a fish. And the teacher was happy. He said it was the highlight of the day for most of them, where they could move and be. It was so, so special. And I also, in New York City, with such a huge population, they have a lot of disabled children. And I did a program for kids who were various different kinds of disabilities, but some were paralyzed. And there was one girl who was a quadriplegic. And I got a phone call from the school the next day, and they said, this was the first thing this child has responded to. Can you please send us over the materials that she can take home? I mean, you can't imagine what a good feeling this gives me inside of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did a workshop for teachers who were working specifically with disabled people. And we went through all the moves standing up, which is the traditional way. Then we did them all seated with just upper body movement. And then we went through the whole thing. This took us a whole day to go through it and mm-hmm. talk about it. Just with no movement at all and our eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher said to me, the last one was the most powerful.
Wow.
Because your imagination is so powerful. And I usually start, and I'll start on Saturday when I'm at the library, and I'll ask the kids, this is an exercise for the most powerful part of your body. Do you know what that is? And they guess lots of different parts, and eventually somebody will say, your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right. And so when we can train our brain to be positive and to work with us instead of against us with those doubts and fears, everything gets better. And I mean, it's just been incredible. I was in a school in Miami that was Center City, a really troubled school. And I walked in, and it was lunchtime. And this was an eighth grade class, which is not the easiest age to work with always.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the kids said, I'm not going to do Tai Chi. We're going to lunch. And I went and I said, I think you're going to like this. Can I have 5 minutes of your time? So they sat down, and we started doing it, and everybody began to relax. And then we did the bow and arrow, which is specifically designed for improving digestion and assimilation of nutrients. And we did about 20 minutes. The kids didn't even want to go to lunch. And then they walked calmly down the hall to lunch, and one girl stopped me, and she said, I'm going to do the bow and arrow every day at lunchtime so I digest my food well. So even the worst behaved kids inside of themselves want health and happiness and success.
Mm-hmm.
And we so often have no idea how to give it to them. I mean, when I started, I didn't know quite how positive this was going to be. I just knew how I felt. But it's been really great.
Well, you mentioned, and I do see that the clock is running quick on us. We only have about 6 minutes left, that there will be something this Saturday, September 13th. That's at the Carbondale Library from 3 to 4. Do you want to tell us more about what that event this Saturday is about?
Well, at the Saturday event at the library, we're going to do part of the book. So the book has a poem. I'm going to read the poem and invite everybody to get up and move and flow in the way they want. And then I'll put on the audio and stand up and do it with them. Mm-hmm. And we'll go through several of them, and I'm going to ask them what they think the most powerful part of their body is that mm-hmm. we're working on. And I'm going to ask them how they feel. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to just make it fun and for all ages. I'm not going to go into a lot of the science, but at the end, I will talk a little bit about the scientific studies and explain why, when we do the bow and arrow, it's good for your digestive tract mm-hmm. and what happens with a few of them. But I'm not going to go into that a lot. In the book, I do explain what's going on in the different moves. So this one is for that, and this one's for something else. We had talked about reading a poem.
Yeah,
is there time to do that?
I was just about to say, I see you have the book open. Why don't you give us a sample of...
So I thought I'd read one called Embrace a Tree, because we have lots of trees, and most of us love them. And in New York City, they don't have so many trees. And I hesitated to do this movement. I thought maybe they won't relate. But it turned out to be their favorite one, because kids in New York City, when I ask them to grow roots into the earth, if we're on the sixth floor of the building, they can go through the fifth and the fourth and the third, all the way down to the middle of the earth, because their powers of imagination are just as fantastic as anyone else's. So if you're at home and you feel like getting up and moving as I read the poem, please do so. If you're driving, probably not, and avoid trees.
Please don't.
But do what you feel like doing, or just close your eyes and listen. The tree is so very tall. It reaches way up to the sky. I put my arms around the trunk. It is strong and oh so high. I feel my roots go deep, far down into the ground. I gently sway in the breeze, and the wind softly blows all around. I'm a tree alone in the woods, so tall and straight and calm. I stretch my arms like branches and feel the chi of the tree in my palm. Mm. I lift my foot to stretch the roots, my branches and leaves blowing free. Then I balance and lift the other foot with the chi of the tree inside me.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Your visualization is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. And visualization is so powerful. Even some hospitals are doing visualization during chemotherapy because it makes it more successful. Mm-hmm. So we do know that it works. Mm-hmm. And I tried to make an easy way for it to work for everyone.
The power of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
I have one crucial question.
Yeah.
Where do people find this book if they want a copy for themselves?
Well, so it's at White River Books right now. It's also on Amazon.com, which we've probably heard of, and bookshop.org. And I will have some at the library on Saturday that you can purchase also.
Great. That's 4 to 5, Carbondale Library, this Saturday.
And I encourage people not to get the e-book.
Okay.
Because if you're looking at it on your home phone, you can't use your other phone to, you have two phones to listen to the audio. And there's something about getting away from screens. I specifically didn't put a video in because we spend too much time looking at screens and we need to focus inside of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have an artist among us. Well, two, three. I'd consider myself an artist as well.
Of course, Raleigh. Yeah.
Tell us about the journey, Carrie, of making the visual images too. Is it... I'm just curious about that part of the project.
The drawings?
Did you set out to do that from the beginning?
Well, I'm a ceramic artist also, and I like this kind of drawing, and I mostly do animals. And so I decided, when I did my video program for the schools, I had the video so the teacher could learn it. I made little pictures like this, and then I just sort of enhanced them a little bit for the book, but you know, I talked to a publisher who said, well, we'll have to hire an artist to do the pictures. And I knew that the artist doesn't know anything about Tai Chi, and they wouldn't know how to make the picture that kind of indicates what you do in the movement. Mm-hmm. So I decided I would self-publish and keep control because I don't know if there's anybody else that knows how to teach Tai Chi for kids like me, because I've been doing it for 25 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I've had really good response. People say, oh, it's so easy to follow.
Yeah.
And that good really is my goal. I want this to be something you can pick up and do for 5 minutes and say, wow, that was great. Mm-hmm. Now we'll go do the dishes or whatever.
Just reset your nervous system, reset, everything's going, and then you're like, okay, I'm ready to take on more and handle more, and I'm ready to continue my day.
You're ready.
After doing that, you're reset and you're
ready
to handle
reset,
the day.
Ready to go. Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you recommend Tai Chi in the morning, before bed, after lunch, at all times?
Whenever it's right for you. Mm-hmm. And wherever. I put up a post on Facebook, where can you do Tai Chi? And I just put 5 pictures of me doing it on a beach and on a mountaintop and under a bridge. And you can do it wherever you are. Mm-hmm. And this Tai Chi for kids is simplified. If you're doing a Tai Chi form, you need probably a half an hour and you need many years of practice. Mm-hmm. But Tai Chi for kids is this adaptation. And in the morning, there's specific things you're going to do. You're going to do number one, which is waking up your energy, because it's more effective than coffee. Not that kids drink coffee, but for adults, it really mm-hmm. is. And I end it with the energy ball, because so many kids have certain difficulties falling asleep at night, adults too. And an energy ball is very warm and reassuring, and you can sleep with it. So each of us can see when we like to do which ones. I've grouped them into 1, 2, 3, and 4 to start the day, and 5, 6, 7, and 8 to end the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of endings, we are at the end of our program. Thank you so much, Carrie Sherman, for joining us on Everything Under the Sun and for publishing this book, making such an impact in the world, helping our kids find that inner peace, and
Thank
adults
you.
Too.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
It's really inspiring. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Listeners can stay tuned for the regional roundup coming up next. Mm-hmm.